When a giant hog feedlot storing more than 40 million gallons of manure went up a mile from her family's farm in Renville County in southwest Minnesota, the first problem Mary Elbert noticed was the smell. Later, she discovered the water in the drainage ditch that runs under the driveway to her farmhouse was often covered with algae, brown scum, and whitish foam.
We drive across the drainage ditch every time we go up in our yard. It goes under our driveway. And our kids used to spend lots of time down there playing, and now I don't let them near it.
Big livestock operations like the one near Elbert are heavily concentrated in Renville County. Elbert worries that manure from their storage lagoons is being applied too heavily to the fields and is running through underground drainage pipes and into ditches and waterways. Sometimes liquid manure is transported from lagoons to the fields in hoses as much as 2 miles long, and she's seen leaks in the hoses.
We had a case this fall where the hoses were spraying into the air right by an intake. That's a direct line to our water system.
Elbert had the water in the drainage ditch under her driveway tested by a private lab. The tests found high levels of fecal coliform bacteria that she feels are coming from the big new hog operations. She and other neighbors have done sporadic sampling of brown, scummy ditch water and found the same kind of bacterial contamination. The summer before last, 100,000 gallons of manure spilled into Beaver Creek, just a few miles from Elbert's house. She and other neighbors followed a trail of dead fish up the creek, taking water samples at each bridge. After 11 miles, they traced the spill to a hog feedlot.
Sure, we had better things we could have been doing, but I'm so tired of them getting by with this time after time after time. It's like the air quality. I mean, when we have to work in our gardens according to wind direction, when we have to work in our fields according to wind direction, there's something wrong, and nobody's listening to us.
The spill, which the State Department of Natural Resources and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency confirmed came from a hog lot, killed 600,000 fish. Richard Serbus, who lives on Beaver Creek, says it looked like a floating bog of manure. Service's small dairy herd gets its drinking water from the creek. Half his cows aborted their calves. His veterinarian, concerned about Service's family's safety, told Service to get the well to his house tested. Nitrates in the well, which were at a safe level before the spill, had hit 35 parts per million, more than 3 times the drinking water standard. Service thought of suing, but was told he didn't have a case. Now he can only tally up his losses.
We lost half the calves. We had to get them rebred. It's 6 months of production out of the cows. We went filtering our water in the house here, a filtering system. And Ma and I were both sick out of it for over a week. We were sick and we couldn't figure out why. For a week we had belly aches and diarrhea and my gosh. And then here we get our water tested. We're drinking 35 nitrate water. I feel that somebody should have been telling us, you know, hey, there's a possibility here. Do something.
Records from the State Department of Natural Resources, which tracks fish kills, show in the years since livestock concentration has increased in Minnesota, the number of confirmed manure spills has been climbing steadily from 1 in 1994 to 10 last year. 4 of those 10 were in Renville County, where Service and Elbert live. Neighbors of the big feedlots also worry that contaminants from the giant manure lagoons are slowly seeping into the groundwater. They point to the example of North Carolina, the first state where such lagoons were built on a wide scale. In that state, hog lagoons have caused widespread contamination of drinking water wells. North Carolina state toxicologist Kenneth Rudo says the state began offering free well testing to neighbors of hog feedlots in 1995 after a series of massive manure spills.
We've tested in about 3 years about 1,600 wells, and about 35% of them have some contamination of nitrates, and about 10% of them have levels of nitrates over at or above the drinking water standard of 10 parts per million. We've seen several wells that are actually even over 100 parts per million, which you know, and anything really over 10 poses a direct health risk to humans, especially infants, from a risk of methemoglobinemia, which is blue baby syndrome.
Blue baby syndrome is a potentially fatal condition in which nitrates from drinking water disrupt the baby's ability to use oxygen. Renville County's Elbert, her neighbor Julie Jansen, and others who live near the giant manure lagoons have had their wells tested for nitrates and fecal bacteria. So far, the wells do not show contamination, but Jansen is not reassured.
It's very scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You look at the history of North Carolina. They have serious problems in North Carolina. And everything that they've said is not going to happen in Minnesota is happening in Minnesota.
As problems with large feedlots mount, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has come under increasing criticism for its handling of the issue. In recent years, the PCA has permitted more than 100 industrial-scale, multi-million gallon earthen manure lagoons. Earthen lagoons in Minnesota must be lined with 2 feet of compacted clay and sometimes a synthetic liner as well. PCA officials say that will prevent the kind of problems seen in other states. Peter Sandberg, compliance coordinator for the southern part of the state, defends the agency.
None of the new facilities are being permitted without getting engineering review. We do have quite rigorous standards both for earthen basin construction and for concrete pit construction that are designed to make sure there won't be any sort of catastrophic failure or an unanticipated leak.
And Sandberg says the PCA simply doesn't have enough staff to inspect and supervise every large facility to make sure manure spills like the one that hit Beaver Creek don't reoccur. He says looking at the big picture, such spills may not be the main problem anyway.
There's a huge potential pollution problem, and it's one that we're real concerned about. But my experience in having visited literally hundreds and hundreds of feedlots over the last 3 years is that the much more serious ongoing problem is the aggregate from the small facilities.
Minnesota has thousands of smaller, older manure pits and open lots. The exact number is not known. PCA officials say big feedlots are much more closely monitored than these smaller facilities. In the past 4 years, the PCA has installed monitoring wells around 19 large feedlots. PCA senior hydrologist Dave Wall says so far, monitoring has shown elevated nitrogen in the groundwater from only one of the 19.
The research sites where we actually collect what seeps down through the clay liners have found that what gets down through the clay liner looks more like tap water. Now, so far, the measured amount of nitrogen moving through the clay liners is generally less than from a typical septic system or less than about an acre of corn cropland that's fertilized.
Wall says the PCA is concerned about how well the clay liners will hold up over time and will start more monitoring of older earthen basins next summer. University of Minnesota geologist Calvin Alexander says that's not enough.
We went through this concept of clay liners stopping contamination with landfills in the 70s and 80s, and the conclusion there was unambiguous, and that is that the clay liners sooner or later fail and that materials get through them.
Last year, the Minnesota legislature passed a moratorium on earthen manure storage basins for hogs, but Alexander says that does nothing to prevent long-term problems from the ones that have already been built. In addition, the PCA still permits earthen lagoons for dairy and beef cattle. Many of them are being built in the karst geology of southeast Minnesota, where cracks and holes in the limestone bedrock lead directly to aquifers. Last year in Olmsted County in southeast Minnesota, 125,000 gallons of manure leaked through a hole in the limestone bedrock and emerged in a spring feeding the scenic Root River. A farmer in neighboring Fillmore County who built a 300,000 gallon lagoon over limestone bedrock in 1991 discovered a year later that leaking manure had turned his well into what he describes as a cesspool. The U of M's Alexander says the PCA should stop permitting earthen lagoons in areas of the state that are geologically vulnerable.
The most dangerous areas, in my experience, are the most densely karsted areas of southeastern Minnesota. There are sand plains elsewhere in the state that are probably as vulnerable or more vulnerable than the karst terrains are. And yes, they have approved the building of many facilities in those kinds of areas.
The question of how to regulate animal agriculture is one of the major issues that will confront the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency under the new administration of Governor Jesse Ventura. Former Governor Arne Carlson was a strong supporter of the expansion of Minnesota's livestock industry, and PCA officials say privately that under the Carlson administration, the agency was under pressure to permit large livestock facilities. State legislators have ordered an investigation into the PCA's regulation of animal agriculture. The legislative auditor's report is due out later this month. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.